Hi there.
Hi.
Oh, did I just say an old Greg-like hello? I think I did. I always fuck that up. That's why you always say hello first, right, Mike?
Hello first.
Yes, hello second. And this is Pork Therapy you're listening to. Thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening. We
appreciate it. And I'm Stephanie, right?
This is Mike.
Yes, and we already said you're listening to Pork Therapy, so I guess there's nothing else left to say.
Our slogan, which I was going to hit, but I already
your
forgot.
Your life is complete. Oh, our new slogan is, we are giving you relationship advice from a liberty perspective. Yes. Isn't that right?
I think we should just cut the we are giving. Just relationship advice from a liberty perspective.
All right. Well, we need to try that again.
Okay. Welcome to Pork Therapy.
Relationship advice from a liberty perspective.
This is Stephanie.
What?
Oh, damn, I fucked it up.
Oh, you did. That's okay. I forgive you. Yeah. We're guaranteed to fuck something up. Actually, we're guaranteed to fuck everything up every episode.
Yeah. So. That's why you'll eventually stop listening.
That's right. Well, no, you won't. You'll keep on listening. So, Mike, should we get to the topic?
It's a little bit early. We haven't really wasted as much time as normal.
That's
but we could do that.
We should talk about facial hair for another 5 minutes, and then we should...
That would be funny to have a facial hair episode.
Giggle.
You remember there was...
Ooh,
there was
that's
two,
a good idea.
There were two advertising guys in Boston who put up a... Who put up 50...
Oh, the Moonanites?
Yes, the Moonanite signs.
And that was classic.
They basically put up 50 signs of a, like an light bright style lights of a cartoon character.
Yeah, so we'd appreciate it if you could go to Boston and do that with Pork Therapy.
There was a reason. Oh, because when they were arrested for it, and there was millions of dollars spent by cops. But
oh, that's
during,
right.
During
they
the, press,
the
yes,
press release.
During the press conference, the only questions they would answer had to do with hairstyles.
Yes.
So maybe we should do a complete facial hair episode.
I think that's a great idea. I think we would get a lot of listeners. Listeners tuning into that. Everybody wants to know about scraggly facial hair.
Oh, see, that's just one type.
You know, I heard a couple of days ago that Henry David Thoreau had a strong belief that ladies went crazy for the neck beard.
Neck beard.
Wow. Yeah, well. And so he grew out his neck beard and he shaved the rest.
Yeah, he was bald and had no eyebrows, but he had a neck beard.
He had the neck beard, and that was the key to his success with
maybe
the
ladies. Maybe that was in fashion then. I mean, look at the clothing they had
I don't
to
know.
Put up
that's
with.
That's what I heard. That's that's true. Oh.
Okay.
I don't know. What lady wouldn't want a warm, woolly neck beard to nestle themselves into, right?
Yeah, you could make a nest in it, maybe, but
you
romantic?
Anyway.
So, we actually do have a topic this time.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
And that actually is the topic. The
no.
topic is no.
That's right.
So we got a question about no. And the question is, why is it so hard for some people to say no? And what are some ways of saying no that make it easier to say? That's a very interesting question.
And actually, the second one was worded poorly. But that's only because I wrote it.
Well, you wrote it, but you paraphrased
right,
it from someone else's verbal
So basically,
question.
A lot of people... I think, have a lot of difficulty saying no
yeah.
to other people. Even in,
absolutely.
You know, objectively speaking, in non-confrontational scenarios. They just have
right.
a hard time saying no.
Yeah.
And so the second part of the question is...
What are some scenarios where they might have trouble? Like, for instance, the first one I thought of is like... If your boss asks you to do something and you really can't.
good hypothetical example.
This might have happened to me a couple of times, but
might have happened to you a couple of times today, and your boss isn't even there.
No, he's always there. But you know, your boss asks you to do something at work, and you really don't have time to do it, or you want to say no, but you feel that you can't.
You're obliged.
Yeah, you feel obliged, and it's part of your job.
You know what? I bet a social obligation is a huge part of most of them, because a completely different example I was thinking of would be someone coming to the door to sell you something.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's probably easy to say, no, I don't want to buy that.
Yeah.
But it's hard to say, no, I'm not interested. Please go away. Or I'm going to close the door. Or no, stop your speech. Stop telling me because I know I'm not interested.
Yeah.
It's probably hard to say no.
Yeah. I've had to work on that too. Like when someone calls me on the phone
yeah.
to say like, oh, you know, you gave like money to us last year or something, or I know you're a supporter of whatever cause. We're wondering if you'd like to listen to some information about what we've been doing. It's hard for me to cut them off and say, oh, sorry, I can't talk right now. It's
right.
not a good time. Well,
no,
then why'd I answer the phone, right?
You're right. Well, because you didn't know. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Because you would have had time for a different interest.
Exactly.
By the way,
obviously it's bullshit. But
as an aside, I did phone...
tech support?
No, phone cold calling for an alumni service when I was in college for 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
And they called those people LIBUNs. It's an acronym for last year, but unfortunately not this.
LIBUNT, that's pretty cute.
So,
it sounds like an ass.
And here's, know? Like, a LIBUNT?
Yeah, like you, like lie down and I'm going to spank your bunt or something.
Oh my God, that's a stretch.
That is a stretch, but
no, I won't accept that.
For me, everything connects to
an ass.
Yeah, basically. I might be connected to an ass right now because I'm sitting on the pork therapy couch with him.
Love seat.
Love seat, excuse me.
And our asses are touching.
Are they? Not like cheek to cheek, really. They're kind of like hips touching.
It's, okay, it's more like, you're right. We're not like bent over with our butts touching.
Right. That would be weird.
We couldn't hear both of us at once.
Insects having sex, basically. That's what they look like when they're fucking, right? When they're about to lay their eggs. Oh, excuse me.
Such
this
a lovely
this
tangent.
Is becoming so perverted.
So another example of no that's difficult is I have a friend that I really like, but he talks a lot. I hate being late, and I'm really good about not being late.
Yeah.
But now...
I have a friend like that, too.
Yeah, when I'm around this friend, and he's, you know, just talking, and you know, I enjoy the conversation, but I have a hard time saying, I'm done, I need to go, or he says, hey, do you want to talk about one more thing, or do you want to help me with one more favor? I have a hard time saying, no, I need to go, and I don't,
that. You don't want to reject the person, and you feel like... You feel like if you say no to them, they're going to think, oh, well, he doesn't really like talking to me.
Right.
No, I do like talking to you, but I have to do my work now, or I have to leave now, or I'm going to be late for the next thing that I committed to, or whatever.
Like, there's some, I don't know if this is an obligation, but it's as if there's, if I say no to you, I have to take care of myself, that's bad.
Yeah.
And yet, I'm not, that's not even the case. Mm-hmm. I'm dealing with you, I'm being friends with you, I'm conversing with you, but I do have a limit. I have to spend my time elsewhere as well.
Right. What about date requests? I know that there are some people who might have trouble turning down offers for dates. Right?
I can't imagine what you're talking about. Never experienced that in my life.
Well, you get all these date requests from your pork therapy email, and you can't say no to any of them. You know, like these people you're not interested in. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, but I think I hear that this is a common problem, especially, I don't really mean to make this about gender, but for women, this more of a problem than for men sometimes.
To say no is more of a problem?
In general, yes, but especially for dates and for dating.
Hmm.
Like, if they feel that if someone pursues them, it, you know, they're putting out effort, and it's hard to ask someone on a date, and they feel bad rejecting the person. But really, it just leads to, you know, for instance, I knew someone, it was a guy, not a woman, but I knew someone who was dating they met this person, they met a girl, and she asked him out, and he didn't, you know, he wasn't really that into going, but he said yes, because he didn't want to say no. And
that's
then
a
he
bad
ended
start
up,
already.
He ended up in this long relationship with her because he didn't want to dump her. It was just, ridiculous.
Oh, you know what? Relationship breakups is a real hard one.
Oh, yeah, that's a real hard one. People don't want to, it's not you, it's me. It's like they make
up
all these
Or they stay
excuses.
In the relationship for longer. Or,
right?
Well, maybe
or
this will work. Or maybe if we do that, it'll make it work. Instead of saying, no, it's not working. If we end now, we can be friends.
Right. Or maybe even not be friends.
Or,
but we have to end this now because I'm not happy.
It will be better, right.
They don't want to say no. They care about the person, but they don't want to be in the relationship anymore. And that's in that circumstance, I think that's what makes it so hard. I think in all of these, when someone is afraid to say no, it's out of concern
for
the other
person's
feelings.
Well, I can see how that does exist and probably might even be predominant.
Mm-hmm.
But I think maybe there is a selfish aspect, like, I don't want to come across as...
I don't want people to think I'm a jerk.
A jerk,
yeah. Exactly.
So it's kind of
or
a both
I don't want people to think I'm shirking my work responsibilities. I don't want my coworkers or my boss to think that I'm lazy. So I'm going to do this thing that I don't really want to do.
Or could we abstract that? Is it possible that people don't want to just be associated with saying no very often? Or is
Maybe
that just silly?
They want to please others. They want to be a yes, you know, basically a yes man. Because, you know,
yes is better.
People who say yes are popular, right?
They're positive.
Do you want to do this? Do you want to go out with us on Saturday night? Oh,
yeah,
of course.
Do you want to do me a favor? Yeah.
Yeah, sure, I'll do you a favor, right? You know, I mean, saying yes is a way to win friends, I guess, right?
Yeah.
But if you say yes to things that you can't fulfill and you take on commitments that are too much for you, then you're setting yourself up for failure, because even though you might have said yes and you look good at the moment, it's not going to look good when you can't follow through on your promise.
And that's psychological, too, not just whether you overschedule yourself, but even if you say yes to something that you have time to do and you'll do, but you don't want to do it and you're going to do it half-heartedly, it's going to, in the long run, be worse for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Or if you say yes to that date when you really, you know that, you already know that the person, you're not interested in them, you're not interested in, you, whatever, they have bad teeth, they're old, they're fat, they're whatever, you know, whatever the problem may be.
They're me. Whatever.
No way. You get so many day requests from your pork therapy email.
Tons.
You know what?
I don't even remember the last time I checked that email address.
Ladies, his calendar is filling up fast, but he does have one open spot tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night I'm free.
You are. You're free tomorrow night. So ask him out and he won't say no. And guys too, right?
Yeah, sure. But I'm more likely to say no.
Oh, anyway. Well, okay, so what are some ways of saying no that make it easier? Let's take each of those scenarios that we described.
Okay.
And think about brainstorm ways that we could say no and have the person who says no feel good and feel empowered. Because it's kind of demeaning, right? Like, when you say yes to something and you really don't want to do it, you're like, yes, I guess, and, oh, I'm subverting my
that's
own,
what you feel,
my own interest
to
the other person's. Right. You may sound enthusiastic, but you're really like, oh, fuck, I don't want to do this, but I had to say yes. So, okay, what about the scenario where your boss says, okay, you know, it's 6 o'clock on a Friday night, and your boss says, oh, I'm going to send you this thing, I want you to go over it, and I want you to get back to me within the next 2 hours.
Well,
we have to say, well, I will go over it, but I have plans to meet someone at 7, and so I won't be able to finish it right now, but I'll finish it tomorrow morning.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah, so I think one tactic would be to
make a counter offer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should think that's pretty easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty powerful because you're still essentially saying yes or some compromise of yes.
Right.
Like,
you're not saying no, I'm not going to do this,
right,
because
I mean,
then that would be like you're not doing your job, right?
I mean, maybe it's not a time issue and your boss says, read these 1,000 pages, and you say, yeah, no, I can't do that, but I will read 500 if Joe reads 500 as well or whatever.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
So you're
or you could say, you know, you could say, well, I can do this time, but next time I'd appreciate it if you gave me a little more advance notice.
Right. Or changed the request. Like, or if you made the request during working hours and not after. Or some counteroffer. Yeah, I like that tactic.
A counteroffer, right. Because if you keep saying yes to those things and you keep abusing yourself, well, you know, you're kind of becoming a doormat. Mike is...
That's a hypothetical, of course.
Mike is pointing to me. So, yeah, I might be guilty about this sometimes, but... But then again, you know, I do stand up for myself to a certain
Absolutely.
Extent. Yeah. Okay, so there's the work thing. You can kind of negotiate. I mean, you really, to a lot of things, if your boss says, can you look at this manuscript and get back to me? That's not, and let's say you work at a editing service or something like that. Well, that's not really an unreasonable request. But if your boss says, oh, could you pick my daughter up from the airport? She's coming in. Well, that's a little bit, maybe that's not in your job description, right?
So but how do you say that?
How do you say no to something like that? Well, you could say yes if you really want to curry your boss's favor, or if you feel like you can't say no. Well, or maybe it's called, I'm afraid I'm going to lose my job unless I do this, but...
Well, it might be worth it to lose that job.
Yeah, really?
Oh, however, if one way to say no to something like that might be to... point out that fact. Say, you know, I'm hired as a copy editor and you need to hire a babysitter or a chauffeur or something. And, you know, I'd be glad to help you, you know, do some of your copy editing workload while you go pick up your daughter.
Right. But that's not really my responsibility.
Right.
Yeah. You could say something like that, or you could say, well, I have plans. I have a prior commitment. I can't do that. Maybe that's a lie. Maybe that's not true.
Yeah. I personally do not like lying as an excuse.
No, I don't like it either. But if you say you have plans, I mean, that could be you plan to wash your hair.
Yeah,
you
plan
to
go
walk
home.
My dog.
I plan to go
plan
home.
To go home.
Because work is over.
That's not truly a lie, I suppose. But,
another tactic I've learned from activism, which might apply here, I'm just thinking of it for the first time, so I don't know, is to ask questions instead. So if your boss says at, you know, 4:59 p.m. on Friday, can you please do this two-hour job right now?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could say, why does it need to be done right now? Or why do I need to do this? Or why didn't you ask me sooner?
Right.
Or can it be done on Monday? Or yes. Can you help me with it? Can you stay and help
right.
me? Ask all some of these questions instead of just saying yes or no.
That was a tactic that I used with my boss one time, actually. He said to me, like, on a Friday, okay, I'm going to send you this thing, and I want you to go over it as soon as possible and get it back to me as soon as possible. And I said to him, well, I'm wondering, what is the latest that I could get it back to you?
Uh-huh.
And he said, well, as long as I have it before the first thing Monday morning, it'll be fine. And so I said, okay, well, then I can now prioritize my time
yes.
this weekend, and so I can do it at some point this weekend
instead
when I have time.
Instead of doing it right then Friday
instead
evening.
Instead of doing it right then on Friday afternoon, yeah.
So that was taking a sucky situation and making it barely less sucky, so good job.
Well, I don't really mind. I mean, I work kind of non-conventional
you do.
Hours.
You do,
It didn't suck, actually, but, you know, he didn't communicate clearly. Like, his agenda was to get me to do this as soon as possible. And my agenda was to plan out my time so that I would be able to do it on my own schedule. And
right.
so I just clarified and I asked him, hey, you know, what's the latest, what's your timeline for this?
Yeah.
What is acceptable as far as when I get this back to
you? It's kind of like defining. What's your definition of as soon as possible? Because it may be different
yes.
from my assumption of your definition.
Exactly. And there is a lot of that has to go on, I think. What about the friend who asks you to do a favor? Or the friend who's talking to you too much? Let's talk about that example.
The friend who talks too much.
How do you say, I think we kind of covered that a little bit, like, you know, I like talking to you, but I'm going to have to get going or else I'm going to be late for this next thing that I promised you.
I actually have a couple friends who are very talkative and I have to sometimes be elsewhere.
Would I be one of them?
No, actually. No.
I would have thought
you're not
sure.
my friend at all. So.
Oh.
You talk
That's right,
a lot,
I'm
but
not
we're not
your
friends.
Friend. I'm more than just a friend. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but Sorry. You can't always talk during that.
Oh, God. Oh, did we resumed. We're back.
Wow, I don't know what happened, but
it
sucked.
It, and then we hit it again. It was too much movement on the Pork Therapy Love Seat. Anyway, so the friend who talks too much, how
okay.
do you say no?
How do you say no to him? I had a technique, and I've forgotten it. Let's see.
Oh, man, that's too bad.
Oh, one thing I do is just basically put a pause in there. I say, hey, let's talk. I'll call you later, and we'll talk about this. Or we'll chat tonight, or email, or I'll talk to you tomorrow at the party and we'll continue talking about this, but right now I gotta go.
Uh-huh, yes.
So that's not saying no, that's saying later.
Right. What about the non-verbally communicating that you're busy or you're not interested in talking? Because I think that's probably not the best way to do it.
Actually.
But I have done that sometimes. Like,
yeah.
you know, someone will be talking to me and I'm not really interested in continuing the conversation or have something else that I'm interested in doing, so I'll start like playing with my phone or playing with my computer or I'll turn away
walking with them towards the door.
Yes, start walking towards the door, put my hand on the doorknob.
Put your hat on.
Something like that.
Yeah, so
put my coat on.
Yeah,
there
could
be
non-verbal
cues. And sometimes people pick up on those cues, but usually the people who are just yammering don't pick up on them, right?
No, I'm not sure if I think those are good or bad because... No, I think they're good. Because you can't help but use body language and posture and gestures and facial expressions. So why not use them to say what you mean, which is, I'm getting ready to leave, even though I'm still talking to you.
True, exactly.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with that.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with that either. But it's in some circumstances, it might be better to be explicit about it and
yes.
say, hey, you know, I'm interested in, if you actually are interested
yes.
in them, if you say, I'm interested in what you're saying, and how about we continue this conversation next time?
All right, let's take a harder example then.
Okay.
You're not interested.
Okay, if you're not interested in talking about... let's say somebody comes up to you and is talking about conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
And you're not interested in going down that road.
Yeah.
What that happened to me one time.
Happened
someone
to me
was
recently.
Basically talking at me about conspiracy theories.
Well,
and
that's...
was yelling at me. And I was in a restaurant. I was at a sit-down restaurant.
Yelling at you.
At the same table as this person. This was years ago, but it really disturbed me. And this person was literally yelling at me, intensely looking at me. I was turned away from them. I was trying to start other conversations with other people. I was trying to eat my food. And this person was talking at me about conspiracy theories, and I just did not want to talk about it. And every once in a while, I would interject something like, you know, well, you know, that doesn't matter anyway. I don't see your point. I think that's irrelevant. I don't really want to talk about this anymore. How about we change the subject? But the person just kept talking.
Yikes. So
and he monopolized the conversation. I mean, he was very aggressive about
it. Well, see, you know, at that point, you've politely said, I'm not interested. I would like to stop.
Right.
And they ignored it. I don't think I'd have a problem with you just ignoring
rude.
Them. Yeah. Just saying, I'm done now. And then turning away.
Yeah.
Because you've tried to politely say,
yeah. I think you only have an obligation to be polite if the other person is being polite to
you. Yeah.
And in that case, that person was being pretty rude to me.
So I've had examples of people talking about things I don't want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't say no, and I got to work on this.
Well,
and
if it's a group conversation, you can kind of just walk away, right?
Well, what I'm thinking of were small groups, three, two mm-hmm. people and me.
Mm-hmm.
However...
That's hard. The more people there are, the
easier
to walk away.
It's easier for this technique. I'm not saying no, mm-hmm. but what I'm doing is not participating.
Right.
And they'll keep talking, and I just sit there quietly, which isn't great. Or the conversation wears out. Like, if they're on the same side of the argument,
yeah,
and I'm not responding, I'm not ignoring them, but I'm just saying, uh-huh.
Yeah,
okay.
You're not fueling
yeah.
the flame.
Then it just kind of fades and dies really
the
quick.
Flame of boringness.
So that's like an escape, but it's not really a good one.
Yeah, I guess that's true. And also the other thing about that, though, is that you don't know when it's going to end, right?
Right.
It
could go on.
If two people are having an argument,
right.
it could go back and forth forever.
And
so what do you do about that?
And
do you just walk away?
It's also not a long-term solution because you're not telling them that you're not interested. So
right.
tomorrow
so
it may
it
come
up
again.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yikes. So I need to work on that.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to find a way out of those kind of situations that really considers everyone's feelings, if that's what you're interested in doing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're interested in looking like a friendly person and taking everyone's feelings into account. But, you know, the best way to do it, I think, is to just... to acknowledge that you value the other person, right? That, hey, I'm interested in talking to you, but I gotta go now because I'm gonna be late.
Yeah, actually, a technique that you might use... is called sandwiching, where you give a compliment, then
yeah.
express your critique,
right.
then give another compliment.
Right.
It just makes it easier to swallow the critique.
Yeah. So I'm not really interested in talking about the JFK assassination, but you know,
because
perhaps...
it's 2009.
But perhaps we could talk about you know, some other topic. And, you know, that was an... It seems like you have a lot of knowledge about that.
Yeah, or I would reverse it.
You know, you
it.
Sandwiched
say,
it between two compliments.
Yeah, I would say... I might say something like, man, you know a lot more about this topic than me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why don't we, you know, why don't we talk about something we're both interested
yeah,
in
sort
or we both know about?
Kiss the other person's ass
yeah.
a little bit.
And not even in a negative way.
No, exactly.
Just saying, look, you know about this. You enjoy this.
Well, you know,
I
knowing
don't.
A lot about a conspiracy theory could
is
be
not
a negative attribute.
Not to the one who knows it.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, okay, so that's how to deal with the talking person. What was the third example? Was it the date request from someone you're not really interested in?
All right, let's try that.
Okay. Well, I mean, probably the easiest thing is to just say no.
I thought the easiest thing would be to slam down the phone and close your curtains and turn off your lights.
Well, you could do that too, but that might appear pretty rude. But I guess you could say, you know, if you say no, like, you know, okay, for instance, sometimes people mean no, but they say, well, I can't, I'm busy.
Yeah.
Or I can't, I'm... You know, I have other plans.
Yes.
That's the same thing. But.
I think it's really common, and that's one I really try not... Mm-hmm. I mean, first of all, I don't get asked out on dates, so I'm not using this in my real life, but...
Have you asked women out on dates?
Almost never. But in terms of...
You don't
of,
have to, they come to you.
Yeah, something like that. But in terms of saying no, this is a technique that I try and... that I try and use. And that is not saying I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I always nowadays I
can't
often...
I can't remove the responsibility
yeah.
from you, right?
Yeah, and
if
I like
you say
to own
I,
it.
If you say I can't, that's something that's out of your control. Oh well, I'd like to, but I can't.
Right.
That,
even
that
when
implies
I...
that you want to, and that encourages the other person to keep pursuing you, right?
Right. Sometimes there's an invitation to a social gathering or something on Facebook or wherever.
Right.
And I've already made prior plans and
yeah.
I don't say I can't make it. I say I'm not going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
That puts the onus back on me where it belongs.
Right.
And
I'm
I don't
not,
think
I'm
it's rude.
Go.
Yeah. And
yeah.
if they ask me why, I'll tell
women
them.
Women are like kind of socialized to avoid those statements, like to say things that are more, that sound more passive, you know, like, oh, I can't tonight or, I can't this time, or yeah, you know, like to not own it as much and to
yeah.
not be as direct and forceful about saying no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I know about people. I don't. I haven't ever thought about it. There's
like
a gender
difference. I don't like to make gross generalizations like that because obviously there are yes, I'm gross. My anatomy is gross, right? Gross anatomy. Oh. Anyway. Oh, that was a bad medical joke, but no, but I mean, it can go either way. Like, obviously, there could be anyone, regardless of gender, that could say no well or that could say no poorly. But I think culturally in the United States, women are expected to be pleasers and to be sort of, I guess, submissive or to be aiming to please everyone else, and they have a hard time with saying no because they feel that if they say no, they won't be fulfilling that role.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. I mean, maybe those types of people aren't taking care of themselves, or...
Well, yeah, that's a common complaint. It's like, I hear women say, like, man, I'm always doing everything else for everyone else, and just this once, I would like to do something for myself.
Well, then maybe you should.
But to do that, you have to carve out that time for yourself.
Yeah, you have to say no to someone in order to say yes to you.
Something's got to give, exactly. Say yes to yourself. I like that. I like that, say yes to yourself.
All right, we'll change our slogan again.
Oh. Yeah, but anyway, so how do you gracefully reject someone who is romantically interested in you?
Yikes.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know, because it doesn't happen to me.
Yeah.
Maybe something like,
I mean, to
I'm
a certain
really
extent,
flattered, but I'm not interested in you that way, or
right.
I'm not looking, if it's true, I'm not looking for a relationship at the moment.
Right.
See, that's really general, so maybe you wouldn't want to go that way. Maybe
that's
you want to be specific.
But at the same time, like, you could say that to someone, but if they were that great, like, you would want to have a relationship with them. You'd be excited about
it. Right, then why throw in, I'm not looking at the moment?
Yeah.
They might come back in 2 months and ask again.
Exactly. That's the kind of thing that I think people say to soften the blow.
Yeah.
But it ends up biting them in the ass because then it's like an encouragement, an invitation to say, come back in 2 months and then ask me if I'm looking for a relationship. Right?
You said blow and ass in the same sentence.
Oh, hot. Oh, anyway.
So what's another way to say no to romantic advances?
A common thing that people say to break up or to end a relationship is that it's not you, it's me, you're great, I'm just not in a place where I can have a relationship, or some bullshit like that, you know?
Well, wait a minute.
It's not always bullshit.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes it really is the person who's breaking up sometimes, but I don't know, sometimes that excuse is used as a cop-out.
Yes, that's true. Because it's an easy one. It's a soften the blow.
Right.
I'm not rejecting you. I'm the one who's bad or who whatever.
Or how about the, you're a nice guy,
but.
Or you're a nice girl, but I'm not interested or whatever.
Well, if you say it a little more tactfully, it might be useful. That's like a compliment.
Right.
I like this about you, but I don't like it enough to be romantically involved. Or I'm not interested in romance or whatever.
Yeah.
I like your sense of humor, or I'm very flattered that you asked me out, but...
Yeah. I mean, that might be completely true, too, because I've gone on dates before where the person was really nice, and I enjoyed talking with them, I enjoyed spending time with them, but we just didn't have any chemistry, right? And so I just say that, right? I just say, hey, I had a great time with you, you know, I think you're a nice person, and I really like talking to you, but I think we're better off as friends. I don't really feel a lot of chemistry between us. I've said that before.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to do it, because that's completely honest, it's direct, it's polite. However, it's really difficult, or at least I found it to be really difficult.
I did find it to be very, very difficult until I got the cojones to actually say it once.
And then it worked.
And then I felt a little bit less intimidated.
Right.
Because if you think about it, what's going to happen if you're afraid to reject the person and they keep pursuing you?
You'll be annoyed.
It's
going to
end
perpetually.
Badly. You're going to be annoyed. They're going to not be left hanging. And, you know, they're going to think they have to keep pursuing you more aggressively. And it's just going to spiral out of control.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen if you outright reject them? Well, maybe you'll be friends. Maybe they'll be too hurt to be friends with you. But you could be friends and you could, you know, they'll probably respect your honesty, right?
Yeah, and frankly, if you do want to be friends, it's pretty darn likely that that'll happen.
Yeah,
no,
especially.
I don't want to be romantic with you, but I'd love to stay friends so we could go to movies and go, you know, joke or whatever we do.
Right. I mean, I don't know. Some people just are you know, can't deal with that. If you don't want to be romantic with them, they don't want to be anything with you. And you know
what?
That's true. That's their choice.
Right. That doesn't cut down the loss on your end if you don't address it immediately or you know, as soon as possible and directly.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's their choice, and if they're going to reject you entirely, if you don't have the same desires as them,
mm-hmm.
then dragging it out isn't going to change that.
Right. And you can't stay in a relationship with someone your whole life who you don't really like. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's ridiculous. That's
yeah, that's called marriage.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. Ba-dum-tsh. Ooh. In some instances, maybe.
Oh,
yeah.
Just kidding. Just the stereotype.
In some instances, no.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't. It's almost comical how much some people stay in bad relationships because they can't
end them. Yeah.
Or they can't say no. And it's just kind of ridiculous.
Hey, how about a quick little side to sexual advances?
Oh, okay.
And I mean within a relationship where you are having sex, mm-hmm. but no, let's just say you're not in the mood tonight. How do you say no?
I'm not in the mood tonight. Or, oh, hey, I can give you a blowjob, but I'm really not in the mood for sex right now.
How about what if it's perpetual and not in a bad way? One person has a lot higher, stronger sexual appetite, so you're having to say no often. Is that a problem?
Well, it's an underlying problem because people have mismatched sex drives, and yeah. I think we've talked about how to address that before, right?
Okay.
Like, either, you know, they're going to have to meet in the middle somewhere, reach a compromise, or
yeah.
one person's going to be having sex more often than they like or less often than they like, or they're going to have to look for it elsewhere,
right.
the one that has the higher
sex drive. But I don't mean so much the underlying problem. I just mean how do you say no in that case? But I guess if you address the underlying problem, you don't have to say no anymore.
Yeah, if you address the underlying problem, you should have to probably say no less.
Less, yeah.
But it happens to everybody who's in a romantic relationship at some time or another where, hey, I'm just not in the mood today.
Right.
You know, you could get in the mood if you're open to that. Like, maybe you're not turned on at that moment, but you are open to being sexual later, but you need some foreplay or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then that's fine. You just say that. You just say, yeah, I'd love to, but can we make out for a little while? I'm not too turned on right now. I've just been, like, doing my, you know, doing my work or something like that.
Or maybe you could just
cleaning
barter.
Cleaning the kitchen.
Yeah, if you go do my laundry, I'll give you a BJ.
Oh, that sounds so crass. It's true sometimes.
You might want to put it more tactfully than I ever could, but.
Well, sometimes in, like, domestic partnerships, you know, one person feels stressed out because the house is a mess or there's something that they need to do. They need to do laundry or they're going to have no clean clothes for tomorrow or whatever. And, you know, that person could say, like, you know, I'm feeling stressed out because
yeah.
of this and it's impacting my desire for you. If you help me out with the laundry, I'll feel a lot more sexy later tonight and we can
get it on. This is good advice, but it's kind of on tangent because we're not saying no anymore. We're making compromises and
yeah,
talking
making
about underlying
compromises.
Issues.
But, I mean, that was a situation where you said,
yeah.
you know, the person might want to say no,
yeah.
but
okay.
maybe they don't have to say no to that.
That's true.
But maybe they do have to say no, sorry, that was ridiculous. Maybe they would want to say no if, let's say that they were sick and they just didn't, they felt crappy, they had a fever or something and their partner was getting on them and, well, I'm sorry, but I'm not feeling well today. Maybe you could
beat
off
point.
Instead or something.
Maybe, and maybe the way to think about it is if you have a loving relationship and you know, you're not in the mood to have sex and your partner cannot handle that,
mm-hmm.
you've got some issues.
Right,
or they have some issues that you guys need to work out.
But at the same time, also, yes, that's true, Mike, but also if the partner is asking the other partner for sex so often and they keep saying no,
right.
then, like, yeah,
There is still an underlying issue, but now
it
might be on you instead of them.
It might be a different issue, right.
right.
If the person is always saying no and always rejecting advances for sex,
so,
then that's a problem, too.
Right.
Right?
Well, yeah, so, okay, then maybe this is how to look at it. If you have a healthy relationship with good communication,
mm-hmm.
saying no shouldn't be the problem. It
right.
might reveal a problem that you could then fix,
right.
but saying no should just be saying no. It shouldn't really be a problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It might, yeah, it might reveal that they have a problem, then you fix it. It might reveal that you're saying no too much, and that's a problem, and then you fix it.
Sure.
But
I mean, having sex when you don't want to, that example in particular, having
yucky.
Sex when you don't want to have sex is just not a good feeling, and you shouldn't do it.
And
I
it
mean,
makes the sex worse.
Yeah.
It makes you not want to have sex next time.
Right.
Ugh.
And it's, I mean, it's borderline, like, in some instances, it can be abusive, right? Because it's not consensual.
Well, no. I disagree with that. Because if you're saying yes, even if you don't want to, you're saying yes.
Sure, if you say yes, but, I mean,
oh, if you say no and they hump you anyway, that's bad.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Woo.
That's really bad.
I thought that's a whole other episode.
Very bad news. Yeah, that's crossing a line. Absolutely. So, all right, have we, can we end the show, Mike, please?
I don't know. Are you okay with that? I'm not sure. What do you think?
I was going to say no, or I was hoping you would say
no. I know, that's why I didn't.
You can't say no.
Can't say no to you.
How about...
To you, our listeners, I mean.
No, we can't say no to our listeners, and that's why you should email us with your questions at
questions@porktherapy.com. You can follow us at facebook.porktherapy.com, twitter.porktherapy.com, or yes. .porktherapy.com.
What? just, I don't get it.
Just porktherapy.com. And we would appreciate it if you fanned us on our Facebook page.
We would appreciate it if you fanned us with a fig leaf and fed us some grapes. But
just don't mix those up and fig us.
Oh, yeah. Figging was a few episodes ago. Yeah. Do you know what that is, by the way?
I do. And
okay, now you know.
I'm not anxious to try it.
Well, yeah, maybe someday, Mike. We can always hope. I'll ask you later.
We can?
And you can maybe say no to me. Or maybe you won't be able to say no.
No, I won't fig you, but maybe a banana.
Maybe another fruit that doesn't burn so much.
anyway. Thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening. You can go to our websites and, give us a positive rating on iTunes.
Yeah, that would help us out. And spread the word. Share us with your friends if you enjoy us.
Exactly. That's all we want is for you to listen and share us.
Well, that's not all we want. I'd like it if you sent us money, too.
Well, we're not asking for money at this point. But, we wouldn't reject it. We wouldn't say no. All right. We'll see you
Thanks
next time, listeners.
Bye.